All right, welcome to the Lost Arguments podcast. This is episode 4. Today is Monday, May 2nd. My name is Cyrus, and I'll be your host today, and I'm joined once again by my co-host, Kioma. Kioma, how are you doing today?
Pretty good. Just getting excited to go to my ultimate raid later, but that's
another
discussion.
Yeah, Final Fantasy raid. Yeah, that's right.
Yeah.
Very cool. All right, so to just get this kick-started here, I wanted to give a quick note on some technical stuff real quick. We have figured out, or I should say Apple has figured out, the issue that they had on their end with our podcast and our account related to that and stuff. They got that all figured out, so this podcast is now available on Apple Podcasts and a few other podcast networks that get their podcasts from Apple. So it's official now. We should be available pretty much everywhere podcasts are available now. And if you are listening to this on Apple or Spotify or wherever, just know that there is also a YouTube video podcast if you want to watch along while you listen to us. So that is always available. If you just go onto YouTube and type in Lost Arguments, you will find it. It's like the top result that pops in. So yeah, we're up and running now. We're on Apple, Spotify, everywhere, and on YouTube. So that's pretty good. All right, let's start today's podcast off on some positive things real quick, because I'm afraid this is gonna delve into a whole bunch of the issues that are happening right now with the game. So let's start on some high notes. First thing is, I don't know if you saw, but one of the community managers today just announced, actually, that the Destroyer class is going to be coming on May 19th, so that's official now, and we are actually going to get the revamped version from Korea. And now what this means is last week, there was a patch in Korea that was a major balancing patch that hit basically every single class in the game. And we are going to be getting the changes to Destroyer, which includes a taunt, like Gunlancer has a taunt. We will be getting that revamped Destroyer on May 19th. And I think that's fantastic news. Kioma, what do you think about that?
I think that's actually huge. It shows that it's possible to get things from Korea ahead of time, right?
That's exactly what I was thinking.
Including balance changes, which the game got a lot of, and would think the current game needs, because some classes are too strong,
and the other
classes need buffs. So the fact that they're willing to import the latest version of something is really good, a really good sign that they might be willing to do more than just new classes for that.
Yeah, no, I totally agree. I like that the turnaround is so quick, right? It shows that they can technically get something out very quickly that just got released in Korea. And that makes me excited, because we all know I've talked about the roadmap and trying to eventually get us caught up. But that is an encouraging sign in that sense, right? It's not going to take them months and months and months to get us all content patches. Hey, they might be able to turn around in like a week or two, right? And additionally, this means, does that mean we're going to get the full balance patch on the 19th, right? Because why would we only get part of it? Why would we only get the Destroyer changes, right? So does that mean we're going to get the full balance patch on the 19th?
I would hope so. It would be great. I'm not going to give them that much credit yet. Maybe if we do, it'd be a welcome surprise. It'd be great. Yeah. All the classes need some of the balance changes that they did, because it was a really major balance change.
Yeah, like patch. Some classes, like Soul Fist, got like huge buffs. Pistolier, Deadeye got a huge buff. Like Destroyer got the taunt.
My time to hunt Gunslinger build got a buff as well.
Yeah, time to hunt.
Yeah, yeah. So yeah, anything that makes the game more fun for players,
right,
is welcome, because the game is kind of stagnating.
Yeah.
I think excitement for the game would make it go up.
I totally agree. And I think the quality of life type things and the balance type things, see, since those things aren't tied to gear score and progression in the same way, like if they dropped all raids tomorrow, for example, you'd have the same complaints about Argos, where people are like, well, only the whales can reach that content because they're the only ones that have high enough gear score, stuff like that. But anything that's sort of horizontal quality of life stuff, I'm all about get it out as fast as possible, right? Like, I don't see there's no reason not to do that kind of stuff. So I agree. I think this is a great sign, actually, that they're turning this around so quickly. And it makes me more optimistic about the whole roadmap, actually, just based on that one change.
That'd be great. Yeah, I agree.
Okay, so we've hit some of the high parts as far as roadmap goes, and I'll say one other sort of high mark that I had over the last 2 weeks, and I know you're going to roll your eyes when you hear this story because you already know, but I have to
I
tell it
know
on the
this.
podcast because it's so ridiculous. I had the absolute God tier luck on my weapon upgrades this week, actually. I full juiced and one tapped my plus 19 upgrade, and then full juiced and two tapped my plus 20 upgrade. So absolute, yeah, I know. I see you over there. Absolute just God tier luck on the upgrades. I actually did the math prior to the podcast because I was like, what are actually the odds of doing that? And I calculated it out. I calculated it out to it is a 0.67 chance to have a one tap on 19 and a two tap on plus 20. Obviously, that's using full solars because it's actually significantly lower than that if you don't use full solars. But point still being, even with full solars, there is a basically 6 or 7 people every 1,000 people will get that kind of luck. So pretty absurd, pretty ridiculous. Feels good. I'm not gonna lie. Like the weapon glow looks super cool. I really, really wish though, as a shadow hunter, that my weapon glow would show up when I'm in demon form, because
That'd be cool.
the class is in demon form 80% of the time or more in high-end content. So why don't I have my weapon glow when I'm in demon form? So it's cool to show in town, but
Yeah.
it's
That's
like.
not the that but that's not the luckiest thing that happened in the last 2 weeks for you. Remember
That's
your
true. That's
cards?
true. I did have one other absurd luck moment. I completed the South Verne storyline on my main, and I got I think there's two guaranteed legendaries for going through it the first time, right? I think you get two guaranteed legendary packs.
You get one for doing the
Oh, you
quests.
get one. Okay. I wound up just in the South Verne on my main getting, I think it was seven legendary
Six. It
packs,
was
six
six,
legendary
wasn't it?
packs,
It was.
six legendary card packs, and four of the packs were Light of Salvation packs, and two of the packs were I can't
Lost
remember
Winds
the crit
Cliffs.
set. Yeah,
Lost
Lost Winds
Winds
Cliff.
Cliffs.
So I hit basically on all six of my legendary cards. So getting six is already absurd in those card pack pulls, but then the fact that all six of them hit is just like it's so silly. And it makes
Yeah,
up for some
compare.
of the it makes up for some of the frankly horrendous RNG that I had sort of in the middle of tier three. There was a time where out of seven armor attempts over the course of 2 weeks, I pitied five out of the seven. And in those 2 weeks, I got like less than five gear score, and I was at like the ultimate I hate this game moment. So the fact that it like turned around on the weapon upgrades at the end and a couple card drops, man, that felt really good. And then this morning, our server on NA West, Mari, we had Wayspawn, so that was cool. So we both were able to hop in, avoid the disastrous queues.
Barely,
Yeah, just
the
barely,
bots made me barely. I was like
just
30 seconds
barely.
away.
But we were
The
able to
bots made
get
it
in and
happen
get
to log in.
that card too, so that felt pretty good as well. So kind of a cool couple of events that happened there.
Compared to me, who got zero useful cards, not even a
Yeah,
solace.
that's rough.
It was very rough to layer. I'm like I posted it in our in my friend guild Discord. I don't think you're in it. And they're like, "What the fuck RNG is that?"
Were
Like
you
so.
able to? How did your upgrades go though? Were you able to get the plus 18?
Yes, I was able
Okay.
to get the plus 18 after like 70% artisan energy. It was the
Oof.
worst.
Yeah, my
And
18 was at
then,
60. Yeah.
I pretty much had to upgrade a full pity at a level 12 upgrade on one of the armor pieces.
Oof.
I feel like I shouldn't do that anymore and just go for level 20 on my gloves because it's already 17,
Yeah.
and I think it's better used that way.
Yeah, you get more main
Way
stat
more.
for attackers, like any attacking class. Gloves is the way to
Also, yeah,
go.
you get
Yeah.
15 eye levels and a lot
Right.
more stats.
Right.
So I feel like I shouldn't do those yet because I feel like I wasted so many stones. I think I
Yeah.
like had 90 leap stones and I wasted them all
Yeah. I
and it
will
didn't
say
upgrade.
one other positive thing is getting a bunch of mats from South Verne and having them extend that Event Guardian raid. Just good things overall. I'd say just like, clap, clap, kudos to you. Amazon by extending that Guardian raid made sense. Extra mats. They added card packs, even though I got nothing out of those card packs, but cool of them to add a few more weeks of that. Just, you know, kudos.
Thanks, yeah.
Good thing.
Cool.
All
Got
right.
It.
Now, that's about all the good things I'm going to say this week. There were some.
Wasn't even the play.
There were some major, major issues with regards to not just the patch itself, but the cues related to the game over the last 2 weeks. But we'll get to that in just a second. Let's start with the patch itself. The rollout was frustrating. There was almost no information in the patch notes leading up to the actual release of the patch, aside from they were like, hey, Glavier's coming and a couple other things. And they even said, like, there's a surprise coming or something like that. But then the patch gets dropped, and there are three different passes that arrive with the patch. And I remember you even messaged me, and you're like, what the heck? Which passes is what? And I was like, okay, I think I figured it out. But there was the Arc Pass, which is basically the battle pass. There was the Phaeton pass, which was the Phaeton skip for one character. And there was the Super Express pass. And that's the one that seemed to be the most contentious in the community, because it was definitely not clear to a lot of people that they weren't supposed to use that on their main class. And frankly, a ton of people, because the reward icon, the only reward icon that you could see, and by the way, it did say bind on roster on that reward. So that, you know, they didn't screw that up, because you know, it was clear that it didn't say that the mats were bound or anything, but so many people opened that on their main and basically just kind of screwed themselves. Now, Amazon later kind of rolled that back this week, where they said, like, hey, you can transfer your express pass to different characters. So that's good that they did that. But man, Kioma, how about that initial patch launch with all the different passes and all the confusion? Just what a cluster. Why wasn't it in the patch notes?
Their patch notes aren't very detailed.
No.
They just kind of list what's happened, and that's pretty much let it go. The rollout also came with a long queue, right? Because all the bots came back to claim their power pass.
Right.
So it was the login issues. We'll get to that in a second. But the pass itself, I was confused at the start. I mean, once I figured it out, I was one of the lucky ones. I didn't use it when I logged in because I didn't understand what it was. So I
did the same thing. I waited to kind of figure it out first. Yeah.
Yeah. So it wasn't too bad. But I do love the Arc Pass, though. I'm gonna lie.
Yep.
It's been great. It's been generous so far, and I've gotten most of the skins. I'm like level 24 or 25, 20, okay. almost 25.
Which one
so
did you end
I
up
like
getting?
That.
Did you get the premium or the super premium?
I got the premium because I wanted the skin. I mean, it's not that much more. It's compared to you buying a skin, right?
Right.
Compared to just the regular
That's
one.
Exactly
so, I mean,
right. Yeah.
So, yeah. So, I enjoyed the pass. The Glavier, haven't played around with it much lately yet because, I guess because everyone was doing it, I just didn't have time. But as a class, it looks fine. I like it in PvP. I don't like it in PvE.
Did you use your Phaeton pass on your Phaeton pass and the Express thing? You use them both on your Glavier, is that right?
No, I just used the Phaeton one. I used the Express pass on my 600 Sork who just entered T2.
Okay, gotcha. That makes sense. Yeah, I think it made more sense to spread them out as well. That's what I did as well. I've saved my Phaeton power pass because I'm planning on using that on Destroyer, because I think Destroyer looks super fun, especially because I was hoping that they were going to do what they're going to do, is give us the revamped class. So I definitely am looking forward to checking out Destroyer, and I'll use my Phaeton pass then. But yeah, I started a Glavier basically from level zero. I did like the Vern knowledge transfer, and then basically started a Glavier at 302. And yeah, man, that Super Express pass, again, well done, Amazon. That streamlines getting a character through T1 and T2 immensely. And some of the rewards, especially the reward for finishing, good God, it's so juiced. It's absurd. I mean, you get legendary card packs. You get legendary selection card packs. You get mats like crazy. Like, you get a ton of stuff for doing that. So really cool that the rewards are so good, but yeah, the rollout a bit of a mess, let's just say.
Also, the South Verne, like just releasing them releasing South Verne like it is, like right now, it's kind of disappointing. I mean, the story was not great. It was
Yeah.
fine. But I was expecting more for the end game. It's just,
Yeah.
they all pretty much it was just the Chaos Line, which you did once or twice. I think they gave you like two extra ones, so you could do like four times.
Yeah.
And that's it. There's no extra other end game dungeon. I thought it was gonna be another Punica with a lot more stuff to do,
Yeah, no, I
but it
totally
ended
agree.
up just being that one Chaos Line, and then you're done for the week.
Yeah, there's not even a new city, which
I thought there was gonna be a
I
city, a hub
confess,
or
yeah, I
anything.
thought there was going to be like a new city hub. Instead of using Verne, I thought there was going to be some new city that would be cool, and that'd be like a new hub for all the players to be at, and there'd be like, reputations to do in that city and side quests and all that kind of stuff. Yeah, that was going to be the next thing I wanted to talk about was your thoughts on South Verne as far as like the story goes. And yeah, spoilers, by the way, we've both finished South Verne, so we will be talking about that. So if you haven't finished it yet and you don't want spoilers, maybe like skip ahead a little bit. But yeah, overall, kind of what were your thoughts on like the story and like the actual content of the couple zones and stuff?
I thought the story was okay, as long it's in line with the rest of the game. It's about what
Yeah.
you'd expect. The fights themselves, like the actual story fights, were pretty cool.
Yeah.
Some of them were pretty cool. Some of them got repetitive, but it is what it is. One thing I thought the rewards gonna be, I thought they were gonna give us a lot more rewards. I was given to believe that we'd get like a lot of rewards, but overall there was barely anything for like us
If you
as.
come, if you, I think there was like something like 3,600 Guardian Stones, which is actually a pretty good amount. And then it's mostly like card packs that are the reward from
Yeah,
that.
yeah. And yeah, those are RNG though, 'cause
Yeah, and
as
those are
you
RNG, right? But then if you do
So that was
include, some of the Chaos Line rewards, there's actually some decent rewards there too.
I already bought out the shop and it doesn't refresh, so I'm kind of disappointed.
Yeah, I mean, it's still though, it's more
It's
rewards. But
something,
yeah, I
yeah.
kind of agree that I would have liked to see, and this goes back to sort of my frustrations with the roadmap, which we can talk about too. But yeah, no, I totally agree. There's not much to do. They released a new continent, and they didn't release Vulton. They didn't release Descaluda, so there's no new Guardian Raid to do. There's no new Chaos Dungeon. There's no 14-15 Chaos Dungeon to do. There's no raid to do. So yeah, it is a little weird. It's like here's two story zones to do basically. And I thought the story was pretty cool. Actually, I really liked the last fight. I thought the last fight was pretty cool. It's got all the characters from basically
Yeah.
every zone in the game showing up, and that was
Like
kind of a
it
cool
was like Lord of the
callback.
Rings moment.
Yeah,
I saw, I'm like,
kind
I've
of a
seen
Lord of
Lord
the
of the Rings
Rings
the
thing.
entire time.
I thought it was really cool that they brought like Sasha and Bastion back with the big mechs,
Yeah.
and you hop in them,
When
and you get
that
to do that again. I was like, oh, all right, this is kind of cool. It's kind of a cool throwback.
Thyrain, or was it Thyrain, and pull up with his army with it. It was like Helm's
Yes.
Deep moment.
Dude, the Thyrain moment may have been the best moment in the whole thing, where he does there's like the rainbow bridge down, and he does like the
Yeah.
charge down the hill. I was like, okay, there was some pretty good moments in that. I was like, this is actually pretty good for Lost Ark as far as this goes. And
It
it was
was
cool.
Gandalf in the Helm's Deep. Helm's
That's
Deep.
exactly right. That's exactly right. So I liked it, but yeah, I have the exact same frustration that you do with the patch, and that is you basically go through a couple story zones, you do a few quests, and then there's nothing to do. There's no end game content associated with that. And once you go through it, it's like, okay, I guess you're back to doing Yoho, twice a day, doing a 1400 Chaos Dungeon twice a day, and trying to do other horizontal content. But yeah, nothing new. I mean, yeah, you can play a new class, you can play a Glavier, but for people who are concentrating on a main, and that's probably everyone in the game, by the way, has a main class and then has some alts, various number of alts, but everybody has a main. There's not much for the main to do for this content patch.
Yep, logged in on Wednesday, did Argos all three phases, the two hard dungeons, and then that's it. But
Yep.
like I said, I'm not an alt person. I've said that over and over again. I have
Yeah.
some alts and I will log in on them from time to time, but they're not my main thing to
Yeah, no,
do.
I
Okay.
totally get not being into alts. I mean, I do like the alts in this game actually, because I like just playing different classes instead of playing one class only. And I think the classes are different enough that it's fun. But I do like seeing things like this Super Express Pass, like the Phaeton Pass, where you can jump a bunch of content and speed through content. It's like if you're going to have a game that focuses on alts, yeah, don't make people play all of the content through,
Right.
like they did
That's
on their main class. That would just be a disaster. So I think they do
why
a pretty good job of like encouraging you to play more characters.
I like sorcerers a lot, but them making me do Rowandale and then
Dude.
Yharn and then Phaeton again, I've lost
Oh,
interest.
bro, it's so brutal. The knowledge transfer just straight up costs too much gold. It just does.
You can't even
It just
knowledge
does.
transfer. I tried. It says you have to do it because apparently they just want you to make you do it sometimes.
Yeah, you
You only
have to
have to.
do if the amount of knowledge transfers you get is based on the amount of times that you've done the story.
Yeah,
So,
it's.
dude,
But why?
man, it's brutal. It's brutal. Yeah, I did the same exact thing. Played through Rohindel again, played through Yharn again, played through Phaeton again. I'm just like, dude, it's oh my God. I can't do that anymore, man. So at least, yeah, there's the Phaeton skip so that I have that on the destroyer. So the next time I can just be like, nope, I'm not doing this. I'm gonna hop right through. But yeah, I've seen about as much of those continents as I ever want to see again, frankly.
Yeah, I would love to get my Sorcerer's Teeth through, but I'm just stuck on Yharn, and I'm like, I don't want to do this again.
Yeah, no, I totally understand. All right, okay, so that's as far as like the content of the patch goes. Some ups, some downs, but overall, it's a content patch, and we got one coming this month in a couple weeks, so that's also pretty cool.
Is it only Destroyer coming out? Do you know, or is it the Ralton Raid?
I don't
Or they
know that
haven't
they've
say.
announced it yet. I would be pretty surprised if it was not everything. Because I believe that a couple of the community managers have said, like, basically things are on track and people are upgrading well. I mean, I think that's like basically what they said. So I think their internal data suggests that like these juicer events and the arc pass and things like that have helped people get their mains up to the point where I think they're ready to release that content on time. I will say if they delay that stuff, I will be number one in line with a pitchfork. That's all I have to say. 'Cause like, I just delaying content, in my opinion, is the absolute worst thing that they should be doing. I think they should actually be speeding up the content. I am not one of the people that cares one bit whether a whale gets to something before me or not. I just want content to be able to do when I get to the point where I can do it. So I will have a pitchfork if they do that, but I don't think that they will. All
Fingers
right.
crossed.
Let's talk about the big problem that the patch, I guess it's not directly related to the patch, but it's the state of the game since the patch. The queue times on NA West servers are horrendous. I mean, to the point where I wrote on the official forums for the first time. I posted on the official forums and I basically wrote a post that said, enough is enough. I have not said anything negative about the game on the forums up to this point, but this is insanity. The bot problem right now is it's unacceptable. The bots don't log off the game, which means the queues are A, humongous because the servers are full of bots, and then any players that are trying to get on are waiting for the other legitimate players to log off because the bots don't log off. So they just log in, and these bots take up such a huge percentage of the server population that the queues get upwards of 10,000 people on Mari, the server that we play on NA West, and a 10,000 person queue doesn't take a half an hour. It takes 3 hours. I mean, 2 hours, 3 hours, 4 hours to get through the queue. And then, God forbid, you disconnect from the game, or your game crashes, or you have to go do something, like you might as well not play the game anymore that day. It is insane.
It's amusing you to say that because I've wanted to play the last 2 days or 2 or 3 days, but when I logged in, I was like at 11 o'clock at night. This is when I have some time afterwards, after things. I see a 9K queue. I'm like, ah, well, I guess I'll play another day. I
And you
close
know
the
the
game.
queue is going to be slow because the bots aren't logging off. They're on all the time. It's a huge problem. I Amazon has to address this immediately. They attempted the VPN ban, but the VPN ban did absolutely nothing. There are a million ways to work around a VPN ban. And I think actually all the VPN ban did is actually really unfortunately for countries that this game is not serviced in. They were using VPNs in order to get onto the global client. Like I know the country of Belgium doesn't have the game there because of some gambling laws, some laws related to like online gambling or gambling in video games. So I know like players from some of those countries were trying to play with VPNs, and those people are all just out. And meanwhile, the bots have been absolutely untouched. It is every server, every zone full of bots.
Just lines of berserkers with random
Lines
names on top of each
of
other.
berserkers. Yeah, it's super frustrating. And I think one of the side effects, one of the many side effects that's really, really frustrating for me is that the price of blue crystals just continues to rise. And I think that that's a direct result of these bots, because basically what's happening, the way I see it, is the bots are farming gold, and they are only farming gold if they can sell the gold, right? That's the only reason you would farm gold, is if you can sell it, which means a lot of players are buying RMT gold. They're buying gold from these third-party sites, from this botted gold. And what does that mean? It means players that need gold are buying gold outside of the game, which means they are not buying gold through the shop as is intended. What does that mean? When fewer people buy gold in the shop, the
The
price of
price
blue
looks crystal
crystals
still.
goes up. So now
Yep.
we're at a point where the economy is still deflated, right? So we're still in this deflated economy where everyone's hurting for gold like crazy. And now gold and now blue crystal prices just continue to rise. So now it's like, okay, so this limited gold that I have, I now am struggling even to just get Mari shop items to do upgrades with. Like it's just exacerbating the problem even further.
I've stopped buying Mario shop items because I can't afford the blue crystals anymore.
I'm in the exact same boat as you. I mean, it's crazy. I think US West right now, it's something like, I think we're past 600 gold for 95 blue crystals at this point. And it's like,
Even when the prices were super inflated, I think the highest I've ever reached, I think crystals were like 800, and we're almost at that point again. 850, 900,
that's what I'm
and we're
saying.
almost at that point again.
Because the whales are buying this RMT gold instead of buying it through the actual shop. So it's just another side effect of this problem. Basically, the problem is the legitimate players are getting the short end of the stick once again. And you know, as long as the bots exist, we will continue to have queue problems. We will continue to have economy problems related to blue crystals. Something has to be done. I mean, it's something has to be done. I don't understand why there's no CAPTCHA system in place. I don't know why there's no two-factor authentication with phone numbers in place. I don't know why, you know, macros are not being targeted to kill these bots, or things looking at like movement speed. I mean, the bots move as fast running as I do on a mount. Like, how is it not super easy to be like, hey, if a character is moving at this speed without being on a mount, ban them? Like, it's horrible. It's truly horrible. It's ruining the game, in my opinion, more than anything.
I think the logins issues are turning a lot of people off right
I couldn't
now.
agree more.
That's
How can you possibly recommend this game to somebody right now when you can't even play the game? You know,
exactly.
and things like the crystalline aura, which are tied to blue crystals and tied to real lifetime, not game time. How can you recommend somebody spend money or spend blue crystals to get the crystalline aura if they can't even play the game? All you're doing is seeing your quote unquote subscription, the crystalline aura, if it, you know, functions
Oh
almost
yeah,
like a
I haven't even forgot
subscription.
about that. Yeah.
Like that time just goes down and you can't log in and even use it. It's like, there's no way I could recommend the game in its current state to anybody until they fix the queue problems. I mean, hours and hours to log in. I can't even like think of a word. It has to be fixed. It has to be the number one priority.
I agree. I just don't know what they've tried. They did it once and it worked. It worked. No, so a couple of weeks ago, it was like the same issue, but I think there was just a server issue or something, and they kind of fixed it.
Yeah.
And then what happened? I think if the bots just more bots logged in, they just never logged off. Is that what you think happened?
I don't know what it is. I'm guessing that they made some sort of update because every time you, excuse me, every time you load the game, it pops up the little window of what is it called? Easy cheat or easy
Easy
anti-cheat
and
or
a
like
cheat. Yeah,
whatever that thing is,
apparently
right?
that's really bad. Like, it's not very effective,
That's what
which
I was
makes
gonna say.
sense.
Like, obviously this thing is junk, right? Because what I'm thinking is maybe they updated that, maybe they found some way to track bots and they updated that a few weeks ago when we saw the problem decrease significantly, but they figured out a way around it, man. Like the bots have figured out a way around it and it's horrible. I did see that Asmon Gold put
Oh, did
out,
the
I don't know if
I
he
saw
put
that
out a
video.
video or if it was just
It was a live
it was
stream,
on
but
the live stream. Okay,
then
right.
they cut it into a VOD, yeah.
Yeah, but
Or
it's
it was
really
YouTube video.
interesting and I actually thought that that was really great insight. Basically, for people who may not have seen it, what he found is that if you follow the Steam charts of just about any game that exists, the peak players and the whatever the
The
lowest number, the trough, the
trough?
peak and the trough,
Valley,
the
whatever.
peak and the trough of players is about double, right? So basically
About 40 to 50%.
40 to
Yeah.
50% where the peak players will be about doubled what the trough of players is. So for example, if the trough of players is 50,000, the lowest the player base goes is 50,000 and the peak is 100,000, that's usual. That's what you see on almost every single game across the board. And that has to do with players not playing in the middle of the night and players playing when they're available to play, right? So you have a natural peaks and valleys of a game. Lost Ark, the peaks and the valleys are a very small percentage. Like it's something like the trough lately has been about 400,000 players and the peak has been 450,000 players. Well, what does that mean? It means that the amount of players playing the game that are logging in and logging off is not following any normal graph. Basically, what it's saying is there are players, a significant amount of players that are not logging off, that are on all the time. And if you kind of crunch the data and get into the data a little bit more, it appears as though bots are making up at least 50% of the players in the game right now. And it's only going to get worse, right? Like there, how does it not get worse? So we're ruining the economy. We are ruining the login possibilities of the game. Like you can't even play the game. And then, by the way, anytime you go to any lower zone, you're just flooded with seeing all of the bots and being spammed in all of the area chats with all of the bots, and you can't even report them all in time to clear up your chat or anything. I mean, it's bot arc. It is bot
It is
arc right
bot arc.
now.
I think he kind of concluded that there's around 150,000 up to towards the 200,000 bots playing the game.
Yeah,
And
I'll bet
I
it's
kind of
higher than that,
agree.
actually. I think it's even
You
higher
think?
than that. I really do.
Yeah. It was a very interesting video. I can compare it to like every other game. Every other game has the same pattern, but not this game, 'cause, and that's why he got that, which I makes sense. I watched the whole video. It was super informative.
Yeah, I thought so
I
too.
will be right back. I'm still talking, so it's me. I'll be right back. But
Okay, yeah,
keep talking
no
now.
worries.
You can hear me. I have my headset on.
Okay.
Okay.
All right. So we've beaten the bot problem to death, and we know that there's a problem. I don't want to spend the entire podcast talking about it, especially because I'm sure other people are frustrated with it. So I do want to move on to sort of the next topic here that I had in mind, and I kind of wanted to get your thoughts on this as well, Kiyama, but it's an idea that I've kind of had running around my head a little bit, and that is with the Vulcan patch coming out in about 2 weeks from now, two and a half weeks,
You said 18th, right?
the 19th of May is
And
the current timeline that we've
let me
been given.
see. Yeah, that's Thursday.
So it is expected that we will get normal mode and hard mode of Vulcan. So
I
normal,
think we're just getting normal. I think that's what they said, right?
there is, I would, again, if they do that, good Lord, that's a huge mistake, in my opinion. I'm going to assume, that we are going to get normal and hard mode, because that's how it's been in every version of the game up until now. Nobody, no version of the game has released just normal Vulcan. So let's assume, just for argument's sake, that we will get normal Vulcan, which is 1415 gear score, and hard mode Vulcan, which is 1445 gear score. I have complained, you know, a number of times on this podcast that we are playing a solved game. I mean, there's no question. All of the content has already been released in Korea and Russia and Japan. Everybody has videos up on YouTube, streams, written guides. The content is solved, right? And obviously, I want us to get caught up eventually. I'm not going to belabor that point again, but I really, really, really want us to get caught up. But I had this idea that I think might make people feel a little bit better about the roadmap. And that is, what if they were to release Hell Mode Vulcan with the initial Vulcan release? And
is that the, like, 1490 or something?
I don't know what the gear score is, but I know that it's equalized. So you don't have to bring any gear to Hell Mode. You are capped at a certain gear score. You are given all of the gems, all of the engravings, like everything is totally equalized across the board for all players in Hell Mode. I think actually in Hell Mode you have to have beaten Hard Mode, actually. So I think that's the requirement. So the requirement would be 1445. But anyway, the thinking that I had though was, if you're playing a solved game, people still talk about in Korea how difficult the Hell Mode raids are, right? Like, it's considered like crazy to beat those Hell Modes, and specifically to do the no death run. I can't remember what it's called exactly, but you get like a cool title and stuff for getting a no death run. But the reason I think this would be kind of a cool idea is, if we can just watch videos on how to beat all of the content, I think it would be really cool to have content in the game that is execution based, right? So even if we know how to beat this content with guides, it's still incredibly challenging to do the Hell Modes. And I think this gives Amazon and Smilegate a little leeway in not having content available quickly for the high-end players. Having the Hell Mode there right away gives players something to do, basically, in the time between Vulcan being released and the next raid being released. Most likely it will be Vicus. I mean, it will be Vicus. But let's just say you are a player who is a 1490. Like, let's say you're a whale and you've played the game like crazy and you're at 1490. You will likely beat through 1415 Vulcan and 1445 Vulcan very quickly. But even somebody who's whaled out like that would still have a huge time. Yeah, exactly. You see where I'm heading with this. They would still have to spend a lot of time and learn the Hell Mode fight. And I just think it gives us content. You're not releasing new boss fights. It's the same boss fight, just Hell Mode. But it gives us basically something to work on for people who want to be like hardcore raiders. It gives us something to do for, you know, the next month before the next raid comes out. What do you think about that? Am I missing something where this would be a problem? Or how do you feel about that idea?
Wouldn't be a problem, in my opinion. It'd be great. What's called basically level synced, right? I think that's a great idea. Like I said, it gives people more to do, and you can't just out gear everything,
exactly.
Right? Because right now, Argos P3, we just out gear everything, and it's not even that much of a challenge anymore.
Yep.
It's finding a group is the problem. But anything that equalizes is great. The exciting thing happening in Final Fantasy 14 is the Ultimate Raid, which everyone's pretty much the same level, and just whoever has the best skill, right?
That's exactly what I'm getting at. Right. Where you can't just whale out content. These Hell Modes, it's actually kind of what I'm looking forward to the most, actually, with the game. And this is even like pre-release. As I had heard about these Hell Mode raids and how they were equalized and how they were equivalent to like Mythic raiding in WoW and, you know, the Ultimates in Final Fantasy 14. I had heard that, you know, Lost Ark has this, you know, high-end raid content as well that's equalized, so you can't just out-gear it. And since the beginning of the game, I've been like, that's what I want to do. Like, that's what I want to play. I want to do the Hell Modes. And I think if they release it with the release of Vulcan, I don't see a downside is what I'm trying to get at. I think it would only be positives.
I agree. Do you know what rewards are? Are they the same as the regular mode?
The rewards for Hell Mode are nothing.
Okay, so just challenge.
Rewards are a title, and eventually, this is kind of a cool thing, actually. Eventually, when as more and more Hell Modes get released, So you get the title for doing the no death run. So if you do the
Oh.
entire raid and nobody in the raid dies, so you have basically a perfect run for all of the bosses, you get a special title that even has like a cool unique little icon on it, so that people know immediately that you have this like super badass title. But then the other thing is, as you complete multiple hell modes, then you get some extra cosmetics. Like you get an extra
Oh,
pet,
Abby,
you get like an
yes.
extra background, I think. Like there's a couple extra things that you get that are cosmetic by beating multiple hell modes. I love it. I think that's the perfect way to go about it. You don't give people extra gear or extra mats, but you give them cool cosmetic things for beating the hardest content. I love it. I think that's perfect.
I love that
Yeah.
idea, so I hope they do it. I mean, people love titles and mounts and everything, right? You don't,
Yeah,
it's
who
not just gear
doesn't?
people care
Yeah.
about. So everyone loves the EP.
I love cosmetics too that are tied to
To achievements, right?
achievements rather than just spending. It's like obviously you're gonna
Yes.
have cosmetics with spending. I mean that's a given, right? But I think it's cool that there are also cosmetics that you can only get through playing the hardest content and you can't just buy it. I love it. I think it's a great idea. I think it's cool.
I agree.
Okay.
Hopefully, I mean, you sold me on it. I want
All right,
it.
cool. My job is done then. Okay, all right, I'm gonna shift gears a little bit. I discovered something over the last 2 weeks that I didn't know was in the game, and I've never heard anybody talk about it. And I watch a lot of streams, I read a lot of things, I watch a lot of videos. So I assume that if I hadn't heard about it, then probably a lot of people haven't heard about it. So I just want to talk about it real quick. There is an island called Foggy Island. And I believe it's required to go to Foggy Island as soon as you hit level 50. You're sent over there real quickly to
Oh, and then
introduce
the one
guardians.
quest.
Yeah, to introduce
Yes, I
guardian
remember.
raids. They introduce them, and then that's it. There's like one quest at Foggy Island that basically says, "Hey, guardians are a thing. You need to go kill them." You're like, "Oh, okay." There's no quest chain, okay? So once you complete it, there's no way to know that there is a follow-up. But here's the thing that I want to explain to people who may not know, like I didn't know. Every guardian in the game, so all eight guardians in tier one, all eight guardians in tier two, and the four guardians in tier three, all of the guardians have a quest chain associated with them. And it is completely not clear where that quest chain begins and ends for each guardian. Like you have to go to
Yeah.
some frost island
Obscure
in the
Island.
middle of nowhere,
Frosthaven
and
Island,
there's
yeah.
no way to know. There's no indication anywhere that I could find at least. But every guardian has a quest chain, and in the quest chain, they tell you about the guardian. They tell you about the weak points of the guardian. The quest gives you items to help you fight the guardian. And then there is a gold reward for defeating the Guardian. Okay.
All positive. I'll go throw it out there. Having to sail back to the island and you can't kill me from the island itself is very annoying.
Totally agree.
I w
However,
why they so Party Finder exists. You can queue as a guardian raid from anywhere, but not solo?
I
Why?
totally agree that's weird. But let me get to the last point that I wanted to make on this and why I brought it up. Why is this not required for every guardian that you fight? Why is the requirement for fighting a guardian is you have to complete the main story quest in a zone? Why is the requirement not you complete the main story quest and then you complete the associated, whatever, I don't know what they're called, Foggy Island quest line, like whatever the island is that is associated with the guardian? Why not force people to go learn about the guardian? Learn about the weaknesses, learn get some items to help defeat him, and then give you a reward for defeating it. Why is that not just a part of the normal progression through the Guardians? It's crazy to me. It makes no sense. I didn't even know that this existed until I was 1400 gear score. I was like, I even messaged you. I was like,
Yes.
hey, you can get gold for killing all of the Guardians. And you're like, what in the world are you talking about? And I was like, I just
Yeah.
found this out. It makes no sense to me. Maybe this used to be a part of the game, like way back in the day, and they like patched it out in Korea or something. I have no idea.
I did remember that the original quest did happen on the island, but I thought that was it.
Same.
I thought that one, I think the bear, and that was it. I'm like, okay, sure.
So
And then once you told me about it, I'm like, wait, there's more?
the only reason I even figured this out is I was on Max Roll. By the way, shout out to maxroll.gg.
GG, best
Absolutely
site.
phenomenal site for everything
Anything.
Lost Ark. I mean, island guides, collectible guides, rapport
Rapport
guides, you
guides,
name it,
yeah.
excellent site. Shout out to Max Roll. But I found it because I was looking up islands. I just was looking up different ways to get like island souls. And I remember, I think it was when I was on the map in game, I hovered over a couple of the islands and there's no island soul. And I was like, well, that's kind of strange. Why is there no island soul? And so I looked up the island on Max Roll and it's like, oh yeah, by the way, the guardians that you're fighting, like the environment of the guardian, like you know how you'll queue up Yoho, for example, and you're on that like little like desert island, it's like gray and desert, right? That's an actual island on in the game that
Yeah.
you can sail to and go to that zone, which by the way, super cool. So I look up the islands and then I find out that there's these quest lines for every guardian, and I was flabbergasted that that was not something that was, I guess, well known to an average player. Just
Yeah, I
so strange to
told my
me.
guild mates, none of them knew it either.
Yeah.
An entire guild.
So
They're like, what?
weird. So such a strange thing. I don't know. I just wanted to kind of like spread that news out for anybody. I think new players should do the
Yeah.
quests related to the Guardians. I think veteran players who are looking for gold, you can get a few thousand extra gold. It's not like a small amount. Like you can get a couple
Yeah.
thousand gold by doing the quests for all of the Guardians. I was so surprised I found it. I thought it'd be, you know, worth mentioning.
Yeah, I agree. That was great.
All right. Okay.
I was happy to learn that. Yeah, go ahead.
All right, the next thing I wanted to mention here, as we're kind of getting to the end of this thing, but I don't know if you noticed, I wanted to ask you, was there a nerf to the boss in Chaos Dungeons? I feel like since the patch, when you kill the
Is there
second
a boss?
boss, when you kill that, you know, the main
Oh,
boss in the
yeah.
second area,
It just
I
drops
feel
stuff,
like
right?
sometimes he drops nothing, like literally nothing.
I don't haven't noticed. I don't think he's ever dropped nothing for me.
Okay. I don't know if it was
I
like
don't
a.
notice. I just kill him. Chaos Engines are my mindless grind. I just
For
do it
sure.
and
For
whatever.
sure.
So I don't pay attention to what I get.
But, you know, every single time you are crossing your fingers, hoping that a boss rush ticket drops on that
Yeah.
boss, right?
Yeah.
That's definitely what everybody's hoping for. But yeah, I just noticed. I don't know. Maybe I am just imagining it or something. Maybe. So yeah, maybe I am imagining it. But it seems as though the amount of loot that drops from that boss in the Chaos Dungeon is quite a bit less than it was before the patch. You haven't noticed a difference, huh?
I will confess to not being paying attention to what drops
Okay, let me
what
say this
because
then. Look for it and let me know on next episode if you notice any
Okay.
difference or not, because again, it's totally possible. I'm just imagining it, but it happened a few times where I was like, wait, I think they did make a change here. I just thought that was a little strange.
It'd be strange if they nerfed it. I don't it'd be weird, but
I agree. It would be weird if they changed it, but who knows? Who knows?
okay.
Okay. All right. The last thing that I wanted to talk about here, as we're sort of getting to the end of our time a little bit, is actually has to do with the Korean balancing patch from last week. And it sort of got me thinking as I was listening to a lot of the feedback from the Korean players, and I wanted to get your thoughts on this too, because so much in Lost Ark, so much about character power and the money that you put into building up a character and gearing out a character is specific to one build of the character, like one engraving build of the character. And what I mean by that is games like Final Fantasy 14, for example, you gear out a character, and then it wouldn't really matter if the class had changes done to it from a patch. You would just be like, okay, well, my gear is still the same. I might need to learn a couple rotations. So, like, the execution of the class might change a little bit, but you know, your gear and stuff wouldn't really be much affected. But with the Korean version, if you were to nerf, for example, the Surge Deathblade, and you were essentially forcing, not forcing, but a lot of players, it would benefit them to switch over to remaining energy. I feel like there would be huge reluctance for me as a player if I had bought all of the engravings for Surge, if all of my accessories were built out for Surge, if all of my tripods were for Surge and if all of my gems were for Surge. And it got me thinking, like, how in the world do you ever balance this game without seriously upsetting the player base? Because people have put so much gold into building their character for a specific spec. Like, what do you do? Like,
the key to that is making everything more in line with other classes. As long as you don't over nerf, yeah, I think it's fine. If you're too strong and you buy the gold you fully invest in it anyway, I mean, you kind of knew what we're getting into, right? But as long as the nerfs aren't too bad, I believe that's fine. We don't want a class to be so much too more efficient or more strong than another class.
For sure, yeah.
So, and it's not like your things will be worthless. You're still a strong class as long as they don't over nerf you. So you can keep using the items you have. And I guess it would make nerf it in line so it's a style choice. What you prefer to play instead of what's strongest.
Yeah, no, okay. I agree with that. So here was my idea as I was kind of thinking about it, and I want to kind of get your thoughts on it too. I was thinking, instead of there being like one or two major balancing patches through the year or where you could like significantly upset classes if they get big buffs or big nerfs, why not have more frequent balance patches that just tweak numbers to smaller amounts? Doesn't that make more sense, do you think? Like, instead of doing a 6% nerf or a 10% buff, you know, once a year, why not do a 2% nerf or a 3% buff more often through the year so that, you know, you're not telling the players like, oh, your spec is now worthless. You need to.
I think people will kind of think they're getting victimized. Like if this happens like every few months.
You know, that is
a time.
Good. That, you know, I hadn't thought about that, but that's actually a good point.
It's like they keep nerfing me. What the fuck?
Yeah, they keep.
People get angry. Yeah. So there's one time people get over it, then they move on.
I would like to see them be, I'm talking about Smilegate specifically, like in Korea for the balance patches. I would like them to release some data actually, like showing some real numbers when they do some of the buffs and the nerfs. Like if there are classes that are not just underrepresented, but underperforming, right? Because there might just be classes that are popular because they're cool and other classes are not as cool, so they don't get played as much. But the classes that are overperforming and underperforming, I would like to see them actually put some numbers out and be like, listen, in an optimal setting and an optimal rotation or on these different raids or on these different guardians, these classes are performing whatever the number is, 20%, 30%, 40% better. And that's why we're nerfing you a little bit, right? Instead of it just, it kind of seems like it fell out of the sky for some of these classes.
Are you suggesting they put in like a DPS meter?
Is that what I'm suggesting?
That's kind of what you're suggesting. So people know.
Personally would like to see them add in some sort of data logging so that, you know, players could build add-ons to have DPS meters, right? Like I do wish that was in the game. I understand why it's not in the game. I mean, I actually totally get why it's not, because the class prejudice just can get absolutely crazy when people are shown statistically, hey, this class is outperforming this class. See, here's where it goes eventually, is if hell mode is as hard as they say that it is, and you obfuscate the data a little bit, then nobody really knows what the best class is, so everybody kind of gets invited to hell mode. But if you release DPS meters, you see where I'm headed with this, then it's like, hey, we're doing a hell mode, and we are only accepting a paladin support, and we're only accepting three sorceresses, right? Like, that's where that heads. So I understand the hesitation to it. That said, for my own, because I want to min and max, I want to see the damage that I'm doing day to day or week to week on raids to know where I'm making improvement. Or I want to try, here's another thing, I really want to try different engravings and see which one gives me higher damage. I mean, it's like I can look at the numbers on the screen, but I don't actually know whether I'm doing more damage or not. So it'd be nice to be able to parse some of that and to see how well I'm doing on things. So yeah, I would like to see some of that.
I am pro parse. I use ACT on Final Fantasy 14. Yeah, so I like it. As long as you don't be a dick about it. As long as you don't make Yeah, that's the thing. In Final Fantasy, I think you can get banned for saying something in chat if you say like something with about the damage numbers. So it's good. They
Oh.
heavily monitor it, so it's not as bad. The community's not as toxic. There's still some toxicity in like FF logs and stuff like that, but most of the time everything and the classes are so close together, damage wise, that it doesn't really matter that much. So I think in Final Fantasy it's fine, but and I know people in WoW get pretty toxic for
Yeah, I
damage
mean, Final
numbers
Fantasy is
wise,
known
but
for having a good community, so I can see how, especially with some moderation, it might not be as big of an issue, man. But I can see in this game, or in like WoW, it could be rough if you had damage meters for people.
But yeah, I like damage meters. Hopefully someone will just do an add-on. I'd like ACT, stuff like that, but
Yeah, I am going to also say, as I say in every single episode, I complain about two things. I complain about the roadmap or the eventual, I want to be caught up to Korea at some point and I want some sort of roadmap to get there. And the other thing I'll complain about, and you agree with me on this, we need to have a public API. Amazon, let us have some sort of armory thing. Let people make websites where you can link characters and data, and we gotta have a public API. I just don't see any reason not to do it.
okay, yeah. We've been over that. Yeah.
Now, okay,
Okay.
so we're kind of coming to the end here, and is there anything that you wanted to talk about here that we may have missed related to Lost Ark? Or I'm kind of curious at your thoughts, maybe real quick, like in a couple minutes, you can tell me because. I know that you've been playing the latest Final Fantasy 14 patch, which has got all this new content and new raid and stuff. I'm assuming you've been doing like the ultimate version, the hardest content over there, because I know you're a glutton for punishment. How's that? Do you Is it a good patch? I mean, how's that game looking?
Nothing to do with Lost Ark, but kind of, well, it kind of has to do with the Lost Ark. It's what you're saying about getting caught out to Korea in world first races, right? The latest world first race for the ultimate for Final Fantasy 14 has been so exciting. Everyone's streaming, everyone's numbers are huge.
Dude, it.
Everyone is so excited for the story inside that ultimate raid is so good
I know,
that
dude. That's.
it's gotten so, the people community's gotten so excited for this world race, and the fact that it's taken about, I think someone just cleared it to this morning,
Oh, cool.
so it took about 6 days, which is longer than all the other raids, ultimate raids.
Yeah.
It was so exciting to watch. I was watching the entire week, and the fight itself is amazing.
Nice. Have you cleared
You'll
it
have to see
yet?
it sometime. No, not even close. I have an ultimate raid that goes 3 hours, 4 days a week, and we're barely into phase like two or three.
Okay, well, oh
So
jeez.
it's the hardest game. It's the hardest fight they've released so far. Yeah,
Nice.
everyone agrees on it. The fact that only one group has cleared it so far is ridiculous because
See,
of the.
that's so cool. It might be overtuned, but it is a good
No,
point though
it is.
that you are bringing it back to Lost Ark, and I want to do that for just a second because I totally agree. Man, those world first races just make me want us to be caught up to Korea so badly, especially with this new content coming out in Korea. It's like, dude, why don't we have hell mode races between all of the regions? Like, it would just be so exciting.
I agree. Yeah, but
Ah,
yeah,
man.
the patch, the Final Fantasy, the patch itself was great. They made PvP really, really fun.
Cool.
And which is, I didn't think they'd ever do because I didn't. PvP was all right, but they made it really fun with the new
Yeah, it's
systems and thing.
always been kind of an afterthought in Final Fantasy, right?
The story is great. It's just a little. It's like just a complete. After Endwalker, they just want to do it a different way, which is great.
That's a good
The
idea.
alliance raid is I think my favorite alliance raid in the game.
Oh, cool.
Topping Ivelisse, even though I love Final Fantasy Tactics, the raid was so good. It was just so good.
That's
The
cool.
24-man raid, it was
Nice.
so good.
Nothing can top Final Fantasy Tactics, but
I like Final Fantasy Tactics is one of my favorite families, but this alliance raid was just so good. The music, the story, the atmosphere, the fights itself,
Nice.
one, 10 out of
Nice.
10.
All right, cool. So
And
Final Fantasy 14 had in your mind, a pretty successful patch then.
I think this might have been like the best point patch they've ever released.
That's awesome. I mean, that's good to hear. I like hearing when other games are doing successful things too. I mean, it's better for gaming in general. This is my hobby. This is the thing that I love. I love seeing other games succeed. I don't want there only to be Lost Ark. It's cool to hear, that when Final Fantasy is doing cool stuff too. That's awesome. Any update real quick before we go on War of the Visions? We got Astrius coming out this week, the Persona 5 collaboration. You pulled on those units, right?
I pulled them both, and it cost about 30,000 viz, which is technically lucky. They have the 10k paid step up.
Yeah, that's
guaranteed
not,
you
that's
one
not
of them.
Terrible, actually. That's a decent.
So that's what I got Violet from that. Then I had to pull in the Joker banner with that. Okay. It cost me like 20k. So it round, so 30k, and then I have like 32,000, so I'm hoping I don't have to pity Astrius and buying more Vizier.
Yeah.
Also, the Vision card I really want for Joker, for the Dark Teams in general, because the accuracy is really good.
Accuracy is so huge, yep.
So huge right now, so I'm excited. I'll stream my pulls on Wednesday, probably afternoon.
Perfect.
After work.
Perfect. Okay, yeah. That's the perfect way to close, because I will say you can catch Kioma playing War of the Visions, maybe playing Final Fantasy, maybe playing Lost Ark. He kind of plays all three of those games. Catch him out on Twitch over at Koryu87. It's at the top of the screen here on YouTube if you're watching the video. But for those who are just listening, yeah, Koryu87 over there on Twitch. And you can catch me streaming mostly Lost Ark over on Twitch at CyrusTheGreat99 on Twitch. And then stream it at CyrusTheGreat here on YouTube or here, basically where the video podcast version is. So yeah, definitely catch us. Feel free to ask us any questions too on anything we may have talked about on the podcast here, and let us know if there's something that you'd like us to talk about too in the future, because we're open to, you know, we want to talk about what the community is interested in too. So if there's something you guys want to hear about, we'd love to weigh in on it.
Cool.
All right. Well, thanks for joining me once again here, Kioma. It's been a pleasure, man. I'm looking forward to the next couple weeks in Lost Ark, and especially the Vaultin patch coming up.
Hopefully it's great and we can talk about how great it is.
I totally agree. And with no more bots.
I mean, we can dream.
All right, guys. Thanks for checking us out. Don't forget, we're available on YouTube, Apple now, Spotify, pretty much anywhere podcasts are available. And we'll catch you guys next time. Thanks, Kioma.
No problem. Thank you.
All right. Peace.